KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the 2020 high school football schedules yesterday. The Atlantic Trojans will be in Class 2A District 9, along with Clarinda, Des Moines Christian, Greene County, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. Their schedule includes 5 road games, but one thing it will not include, the traditional contest with the Harlan Cyclones. That is not part of the schedule for this fall. Their schedule opens up on August 28th at Underwood. The following week, they're on the road at Kemper Catholic before coming home September 11th and 18th versus Mount Air and Trainer. They'll head to Greene County on September 25th before returning home for a match with Clarinda on October 2nd. Atlantic will then travel to Des Moines Christian and Shenandoah before finishing on October 23rd, the regular season finale at home against Red Oak. Now, some of the other area football schedules that were released yesterday. ACGC will have 5 home games against IKM Manning, South Central Calhoun, Woodward Granger, Kemper Catholic, and West Central Valley. They'll be on the road against Earlham, I-35, Van Meter, and Panorama. AHSTW with 4 home games this coming season against Shenandoah, IKM Manning, St. Albert, and Riverside. They'll be on the road against Missouri Valley, Underwood, Southwest Valley, Sydney, and Tri-Center. For Audubon, they'll have 4 home games this coming season, as they'll have Exira EHK, Arweva, Glidden Ralston, and Woodbine at home, and they'll be on the road against Remsen St. Mary's, Newell Fonda, West Harrison, Bowyer Valley, and Coon Rapids Baird. For CAM, they'll have 5 home games. They'll open up at home against Grandview Christian and also play home games against Bedford, East Union, Fremont Mills, and Stanton Essex. The road games for CAM include at Martinsdale St. Mary's, Griswold, East Mills, and Lennox. For Exira EHK, they will be on the road at Kingsley Pearson, Audubon, Woodbine, and West Harrison. They'll have 5 home games versus Newell Fonda, Coon Rapids Baird, Glidden Ralston, Arweva, and Bowyer Valley. For Griswold, they'll have 5 home games this coming fall with Melcher Dallas, CAM, Lennox, East Union, and Bedford all visiting Griswold. Griswold will be on the road against Grandview Christian, Fremont Mills, Stanton Essex, and East Mills. For Harlan, they'll have 5 home games this year. They'll open up at home against Thomas Jefferson and also have home games against Sergeant Bluff Luton, Glenwood, Denison, and Lewis Central. Harlan's road games will be at ADM, Spencer, Carroll, and Creston. Nottoway Valley will have 5 home games this fall. They'll host Mount Air, Central Decatur, Madrid, Earlham, and Woodward Academy and be on the road against West Central Valley, Southwest Valley, Ogden, and Wayne. For Riverside, they'll have 5 home games. They'll face Red Oak, Shenandoah, St. Albert, Sydney, and Southwest Valley in Oakland and be on the road against West Monona, Westwood, Tri-Center, and AHSTW. For Tri-Center, they will have 5 home games as well. They'll be home against Underwood, Missouri Valley, Riverside, Southwest Valley, and AHSTW. Tri-Center will have to travel to play IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Sydney, and St. Albert this coming fall. Again, the first night of high school football action, the first Friday night, is coming up scheduled for August 28th. Well, the Brickyard will be silent Memorial Day weekend. The Indianapolis 500, scheduled for May 24th, has been postponed until August because of the coronavirus pandemic. It'll be the first time since 1946 that the race won't be run on Memorial Day weekend. IndyCar initially said it would resume racing May 9th on the road course at Indianapolis. That race will now be run on July 4th, the day before NASCAR races at the Brickyard. The Indy 500 will be moved to August 23rd. Well, the company that manufactures uniforms for Major League Baseball has suspended production on jerseys and is instead using the polyester mesh fabric to make masks and gowns for hospitals in Pennsylvania and nearby states. Fanatics founder and executive chairman was watching TV last week when he was struck by the idea to turn the 360,000-square-foot facility in Easton, Pennsylvania, into a factory for the COVID-19 virus fight. St. Luke's Hospital in nearby Bethlehem reached out to Fanatics late last week about the possibility of the company manufacturing masks. Hockey equipment manufacturer Bauer has shifted from making visors for helmets to medical visors for those fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Bauer faced the possibility of closing its manufacturing plant in Blainville, Quebec, when hockey came to a halt amid the global pandemic. But engineers there instead brainstormed the idea of producing medical shields to help protect people on the front lines of the fight against the virus. A person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press the top NBA executives are having their base salaries reduced by 20% for the foreseeable future. The reductions affect the roughly 100 highest-earning executives as the NBA joins the NHL and NASCAR in cutting salaries while competitions are on hold because of the coronavirus. The cuts are effective immediately and affect NBA employees both inside the league headquarters in New York and in the global offices. Hall of Fame jockey Javier Castellano says he's tested positive for the coronavirus and will be in quarantine for 2 weeks. Castellano tested positive as part of a physical that officials at Gulfstream Park mandated as a prerequisite before being cleared to ride in Saturday's Florida Derby. Castellano says that he had not known contact with anyone that had tested positive. Castellano last rode on March 15th when he had two mounts at Gulfstream. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees says he and his wife Brittany are donating $5 million to help Louisiana businesses and communities contend with challenges brought on by the coronavirus outbreak in the state. Brees posted his pledge on a social media account and says the money will help several restaurants in which he has an ownership stake, as well as major hospital chain and charities that deliver meals to people in need. The Green Bay Packers have extended the closure of Lambeau Field through at least April 24th to help minimize the spread of the virus after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued a safer-at-home order through that date. Packers officials said the closure would continue until that order expires or until a superseding order is issued. Packers officials say Lambeau Field and Titletown will only have essential personnel in place for non-public operations of those facilities. Well, the Colorado Avalanche say one of their players has recovered after testing positive for the virus. The player was at home in isolation since the symptoms first appeared. The team says anyone who was known to have had close contact with the player has been notified. The Avs issued a statement saying they continue to work in conjunction with their medical staff and public health officials to do everything they can to help the Avalanche community remain safe and healthy during this time. NHL stars Alex Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby think the league should go directly to the playoffs once they resume play. The two rival Metropolitan Division captains shared their views Thursday. Crosby says he understands the need to try to play as many games as possible, but he says he wouldn't mind beginning with the playoffs. Ovechkin had the same idea. There's no timetable for when play will resume. It's not been determined whether the league will complete its regular season. Well, the NCAA will distribute $225 million to its Division I members in June. That is $375 million less than had been budgeted this year because the coronavirus outbreak forced the cancellation of the men's basketball tournament. The NCAA says $50 million will come from its reserve fund. A $270 million event cancellation policy will help to pay the rest. March Madness is among the biggest revenue producers for the NCAA and its schools. It was canceled March 19th, a week before the first round was scheduled to begin. The NCAA pulled in more than $1 billion in revenue last year, including $867.5 million from the television and marketing rights for the Division I men's basketball tournament. The NCAA had been scheduled to distribute $600 million to more than 300 Division I schools from April to June. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is doing what he can to stay busy. The Hawkeyes had their season canceled 2 weeks ago after posting a non-conference win over Kansas.
When I had to tell the team that day that it was over, I mean, that was awful. I haven't had to give them any worse in my career. The talk at UNI, when they dropped the program, it felt very similar to that. You know, not as bad, but bad. And kids crying and hugging. It was awful, and we're not the only ones going through it, and we will get through it, and hopefully something positive comes out of it.
The Hawkeyes were off to a 10-5 start, and Heller felt like they were building a contender in the Big Ten.
We were in a really good place, and the lineups were starting to get set, and we knew who to use against certain pitchers and certain matchups, and we thought this team had a chance to be really good if we could show a high level of consistency day in and day out. That was the message in August, and the guys just kept steadily improving, and it was showing on the field.
Heller says he's spending most of his time now working from home. Well, players have agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball that would preserve service time in the event this season is canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. However, the two sides have left open details of what a configured schedule would look like. As part of the agreement approved by the union Thursday night, players agreed not to challenge giving up their salaries if no games are played, except for $170 million payment management in advance in two stages. Player salary this year is expected to be in the $4 billion range. Management was given the right to cut cut the amateur draft in both 2020 and 21 and to freeze the values of signing bonus money at 2019 levels. Teams are set to approve that roughly 17-page agreement on Friday. Jimmy Wynn, the diminutive slugger whose monster shots in the 1960s and 70s earned him the popular nickname the Toy Cannon, has died at the age of 78. The Astros said the three-time All-Star outfielder died Thursday in Houston, but the team did not provide further details. And iconic Harlem Globetrotters player Fred Curly Neal has died at the age of 77, according to the team. The dribbling wizard played for the Globetrotters from 1963 to 85, appearing in more than 6,000 games in 97 countries. For the exhibition team, known for its combination of comedy and athleticism, he became one of five Globetrotters to have his jersey retired when his number 22 was lifted to the rafters during a special ceremony at Madison Square Garden in 2008. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.